Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, Eastside Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Eastside Dave?
Good morning. I just wanted to expand a little on my call from yesterday where I was talking about our allies, and our allies is a subject that has concerned me for a long time. And one day I was in a classroom in East High School, I think it was Social Studies, 1968, and the man held up his middle finger and said to us, "This is our foreign policy." Anyway, all these years later, what I was just thinking of how nice it would be, I'm still very skeptical of the United Nations and how united they really are, but wouldn't it be nice, you got to admit, wouldn't it be nice if we could have a strong alliance between the U.S., Canada, neighbors to the north, in Mexico, and we know the problem about Mexico. They've just been another one of these corrupt military junta, South American countries for so long. Still, you know, what if? I'm going to leave it there, Matt.
Yeah, Dave, that's interesting. Let me expand on that. You hit a very important point. There's kind of a neo-isolationism going on in the world. Let me unpack what you said. It's important. First of all, when it comes to the United Nations is headquartered in New York City. That's where they meet. I was out on a case one time for a client in a hotel, and some of the UN delegations were put up there. And it's very interesting. The Brazilian delegation, a couple of others, they love coming to New York. They love going to good restaurants. They love seeing the United States. It extends our cultural influence with a lot of the opinion makers in these countries. Secondly, whenever the United Nations decides to have a peacekeeping mission, say in Africa or in Asia or somewhere, a lot of the poorer countries volunteer because they need the jobs and essentially as the peacekeepers and the money. And these are dangerous assignments. If we didn't have the United Nations, we'd be sending American troops in there and some would be getting killed. And these guys, for instance, Bangladesh will say, well, you know, we'll send 1,000 peacekeepers, and they're paid from the United Nations, and the United States has an outside payment to them. It's very much in our interest, Dave. It really is. You may say we're not united, but there's a permanent security council, basically of the people like Russia, China, the United States, Britain, France, and we have a slight edge there that have a veto. Any one of them can say, no, I veto this, but they try not to do that, and they try to get together. And then everybody else in the General Assembly, they get up, they give speeches, a lot of stuff you may not like. You know what you do? You yawn, and then you just turn your attention elsewhere because it's a way for them to vent. The United Nations is extremely important. If we didn't have that, if we didn't have all these countries coming to New York every once in a while and venting, but really appreciating our culture and, New York's the greatest city in the world. It really is. In the history of the world, in my view, not just because I was born there, which I was up in the Bronx. My dad was an undergraduate at Fordham University. My mom was working in the phone company to put him through. He came back from the Marine Corps and got into Fordham, and that's where he went. But the fact is that it is culturally, restaurants, theater, the whole bit. It's terrific. So these people, then they go home and they can pretend that, you know, well, maybe they're anti-American, whatever, whatever. Deep down inside, they're just waiting to go back one more time. They really are. Okay. The second thing is that does not preclude our having good, strong relations with Canada and Mexico. We don't want isolationism. If we just say we're turning our back on what? All our European allies? I mean, the majority of this country is descended from people who came from Europe. We share the Western European tradition, Judeo-Christianity, even though we have separation of church and state, it's the most important part of our constitution. That is the subtext of Western civilization. And that's why everybody wants to come to Europe and the United States, and nobody's trying to break into Asia or Africa. So the fact is, yes, let's have strong relations with Canada and Mexico, and we do. But at the same time, let's not be isolationists. It's not in our interest to be isolationists. Now, with Mexico, I lived in Mexico as a kid for about a year and a half. I did the second and most of the third grade down there. My dad was a professor, and he was doing research down there in the National Library. And so I enjoyed it. They're wonderful people. And a couple of my brothers, I come from a large family, are married to women, Latina women, terrific sisters-in-law and terrific nieces and nephews. And we're all one. We're all one people. In the eyes of God, we're all one people. However, Mexico is a corrupt government. There are people who are paid by the cartel and the Mexican government right now. General Cienfuegos was the defense secretary. We had hundreds of emails and tape conversations on the guy tipping off the cartels. He was paid. We arrested him. Mexico threatened to expose our agents in Mexico to the cartels who would have killed them. The Mexican Congress, Parliament, passed a law saying that no American agent in Mexico would have immunity, and had to notify the government every time they were doing something, which then a lot of them passed on to the cartels. It's crooked. I get it. It's crooked. That doesn't mean the people are crooked. The people are good people. But, you know, what do? Unless you remove them by force. So I think what you do is you assume you're dealing with the cartel when you're dealing with a lot of Mexican officials. Not all of them. The Navy, I think, is honest, and there are honest Mexican officials, but we know who the cartel members are. So, same with Honduras, by the way. A lot of reason for all the Honduras and Guatemalan and other immigration, because they have such a crooked government. When the president of Honduras is in the pay of the cartel, that is a signal for everybody to be crooked, and businesses are extorted by gangs, and families are terrorized. What do we do? You know, you tell me what we do. I think Biden's doing what he can. Do you go in there and just arrest them? Yeah. Bring him to Guantanamo and put him in prison for the rest of his life? Yeah. But then who do you put in? Who doesn't do the same thing? We've got to build them up, build up their economy, trade with them, but keep their population there. And these are complex issues, and they're not going to go away. They are not going to go away, Dave. But to get back to your initial point, which is an excellent one and very, very important. Yes, good relations with Canada and Mexico, but we have to have a worldwide presence. And I understand the UN comes and they give these speeches and everything, but the Security Council runs the place. It really does, with their veto power. And we take turns having people be head of this and head of the assembly. All they want to do is come to New York and eat at a great restaurant, see a show, walk around and enjoy our culture. And we should permit them to do that. And I don't care what speeches they give, because when push comes to shove, if we need peacekeepers, they all volunteer at relatively low wages, and it saves our troops. And it keeps the unity of the world in an odd way. And we have got to keep, by our example, by our constitution, by our actions, that we are the standard of decency, and we are in the world. We're the standard of decency in the world. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.